Welcome to The Flash Science, where we delve into the latest scientific discoveries and technological breakthroughs. Today, we're exploring the far reaches of space and how we stay connected with our exploratory spacecraft, the groundbreaking observations from the newly launched Einstein probe, and the innovative approaches to astronaut fitness for future moon missions. Join us as we journey through these fascinating developments in the cosmos and beyond. Our quest to explore the cosmos brings us face to face with some of the most profound challenges. One such challenge is maintaining communication with our spacecraft as they journey beyond our solar system. Sean, can you tell us more about how NASA is tackling this problem?
Absolutely, Wendy. NASA's Deep Space Network, or DSN, is at the forefront of ensuring we can stay in touch with missions like Voyager 1, now over 15 billion miles from Earth. The DSN uses a series of giant radio antennas strategically placed around the world to capture signals from our distant spacecraft. However, as these missions venture further, the signals weaken. Recently, NASA employed a technique called arraying at the Madrid Deep Space Communication Complex. By combining the signals received by multiple antennas, the network can enhance the signal strength, ensuring continued communication with Voyager 1.
That sounds like a vital development. How does this technique impact our understanding of the cosmos?
It's fundamentally changing our approach. Through this six-antenna array, we've received unprecedented data from Voyager's instruments, allowing us to study interstellar space in new ways. The diverse locations of the DSN antennas ensure round-the-clock coverage, with the Madrid complex playing a pivotal role due to its unique capabilities. However, challenges like galactic cosmic rays pose significant hurdles, and NASA continues to innovate to safeguard these critical communications.
It's inspiring to see humanity's relentless pursuit to explore the unknown. What can we anticipate next from these deep space missions?
As we push further into the cosmos, continued advancements in technology and international cooperation will be key. The journey of Voyager 1 beyond our solar system symbolizes not just a technological feat, but a testament to our unquenchable thirst for knowledge and exploration. And with NASA leading the way, the future of deep space exploration looks brighter than ever.
Moving from the vast distances of deep space to the mysterious high-energy universe, the Einstein probe, a collaboration between China and the European Space Agency, has begun its mission. Laura, how is this telescope changing our view of the cosmos?
The Einstein probe is revolutionizing X-ray astronomy with its lobster vision technique. By mimicking the optical system of lobsters, it can capture X-rays over a vast area, allowing it to image 1/11th of the sky in a single observation. Since its launch, the probe has identified numerous X-ray transients, including a long gamma-ray burst from the explosive death of a massive star.
Those early findings are fascinating. What potential does this mission hold for our understanding of the universe?
The potential is immense. The probe's capability to quickly detect and follow up on X-ray transients will expand our knowledge of the most energetic and transient events in the universe. Its early operational successes have already excited the astronomical community worldwide. This mission not only advances X-ray astronomy, but also sets the stage for future missions, promising to enrich our catalog of celestial phenomena.
It sounds like the Einstein probe will add a significant chapter to the story of our understanding of the universe. Thank you for shedding light on this pioneering mission, Laura. As we gaze towards the moon with plans to return, one consideration lies in how astronauts will maintain their physical fitness in such a unique environment. Eugene, what advancements are being made in this area?
Wendy, with the moon's low gravity posing significant challenges for astronaut health, NASA and other space agencies are innovating to find solutions. The development of specialized exercise equipment and routines adjusted for low gravity are at the forefront of these efforts. Understanding the moon's environment's impacts on human physiology will be critical for designing effective fitness regimes and equipment for astronauts.
How does international collaboration contribute to these advancements?
International partnerships are vital. For instance, Canada and the European Space Agency's contributions to the Artemis II mission symbolize a global commitment to astronaut health and fitness. These collaborations ensure that the strategies developed are informed by a wide spectrum of expertise, laying a solid foundation for the success of future missions.
It's encouraging to see such a collaborative effort towards ensuring the well-being of astronauts. The journey to the moon and beyond continues to push the bounds of human potential. Thank you, Eugene, for your insights into this critical aspect of space exploration. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Science, we're reminded of the boundless curiosity that drives us to explore the unknown. From the depths of deep space communication to the innovative observation techniques of the Einstein probe and the vital considerations of astronaut fitness for lunar missions, we stand on the brink of new frontiers in science and exploration. Knowledge and entertainment on demand.